Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Don't Get Sidetracked from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about the importance of being able to stay on track to achieve success in life. We all live in a world of distractions. We're bombarded with text messages, emails, cell and landline calls, and messages we feel compelled to return. We are pelted with gossip and inconsequential facts about things we really don't need to know about. And then there's advertising. How can you avoid it? Once you've been distracted by someone or something, it can be difficult to get back to what you were focusing on before. It can feel as if the spell has been broken. Yet the fact is, we only have a limited amount of attention to extend to things that are important. And so to achieve success, you need to be able to be single-minded. You need to be able to get and stay on one track. This means being ruthless and cutting out distractions. If people talk at you for too long about nothing, you need to be polite but firm with them because they're derailing you from your goals. If the TV beckons or the thought of internet surfing allures or any method of procrastination tempts, then you need to be ruthless because these things too will just derail you from your goals. Not all messages and demands need to be answered immediately. Trivial messages and demands just divert you from your goals. You have to know what really can wait, or even be entirely ignored, and what really does need immediate action. Think about a powerful boat moving through the water. Every wave and current, every piece of flotsam and seaweed drags that boat back or attempts to divert it from its destination, but the boat forges ahead anyway. Concentration is the most valuable resource you have. When you can get back to concentrating even after you've been distracted, then you may get sidetracked occasionally, but it won't be for long. The art of not getting sidetracked is all about refusing to be sidetracked by too many trivial interruptions. Remember, not all things are of equal importance, and being able to refocus again completely after having been interrupted will ensure that the sidetrack is just a slight interruption and not a derailment. This session will furnish you with suggestions to prioritize your attention and stay on track so that success will be yours. And now you can just begin to anticipate for a moment just how comfortably relaxed you're going to become as you allow your eyes to gently close, like comfortably closing a book when you have finished that chapter or paragraph, the words hidden now from view by the cover. A time when you can begin to relax, just allowing thoughts to drift around your mind, creating images, colours and shapes, noticing how that mind can begin to rest, clearing away any less relaxing thoughts, and your body can become so comfortable, just like those times when you're beginning to settle down in bed. Just before sleeping, when you become aware of the feel of that pillow against your skin, the temperature and texture, perhaps a little cooling, so comfortably relaxed, the bed supporting your back, those shoulders sinking into deepening rest and calm, that mind ready to allow your body to rest and recuperate, noticing how that heartbeat can be like the gentle ticking of a clock, echoing its beat throughout the body as you begin to rest, sending its calming effect to those other parts of the body, giving them the message, rest and relax. And you can become curious to imagine just what that heart might say if it could speak to those other parts of that body, coaxing them into a gentle rest as they take time out from the events of the day, becoming aware how each part of that body can begin to feel, noticing which part of your body is beginning to relax deeply first. Maybe the shoulders can experience being massaged by deep, enveloping rest and comfort, such a tranquil feeling. And noticing how that feeling can fan out to those other parts, almost as if relaxation travels through your bloodstream, nourishing every cell with peace and comfort. That's it. And you can imagine resting in a place so wonderfully peaceful. Perhaps some place you've been to before, somewhere you'd like to go, or even somewhere completely imaginary. That's up to you. But in a place like that, even the air on your skin can relax you. Every time you breathe in tranquility and peace that spread throughout you. The colors and shapes around can lull you into real comfort. That's it. And you can be curious as to just how relaxed that mind and body can become. And sometimes we need to take a new route, a new path to achieve our goals. We need to stay on track without distractions in order to achieve that. Like a train makes its journey, staying firmly on the tracks as the engine chugs away, fully stoked, heading in the right direction, always staying on track. And as you continue to relax deeply, you can imagine you're walking along a road, each step taking you in the right direction, as you become aware of the feel of the ground beneath your feet. Perhaps the crunch of gravel, the sound of your shoes against the road. Maybe tiny grains of sand shifting as you take each step. And I'd like you to notice a sign over to the right or the left there that tells you you're walking on the road of success and accomplishment. And with each step you take along this road, you can begin to become aware of a subtly increasing power and strength within you. Each footstep increasing this within you. As you travel along, moving toward your goal, you can become curious to know just how those feelings can increase with each step so effortlessly. As you continue your journey, your strength and power steadily increasing within with each passing moment. And as you travel along, you can become aware there are many side roads leading off this road. Side roads flashing with neon lights, with all sorts of interesting attractions and distractions. But I'd like you to notice that in spite of the flashing lights, you can know deep down that they all lead nowhere. You can know deep down that if you get sidetracked down one of those roads, time will pass. And at the end of it, you will have lost time and gained nothing. And it's only by staying on the road of success and accomplishment that you continue to gather strength without wasting it on side roads. And as you continue to walk steadily forward on your chosen path, you can be aware of walking past many more such side roads and cul-de-sacs. And it's amazing, is it not, just how far you can travel and how quickly when you focus ahead. And as you continue to enjoy walking along, I'd like you to allow an image to form in your mind of yourself working on a project, perhaps writing a report or letter, studying something, or whatever it may be, just seeing yourself doing that now, utterly focused and determined, staying on track, ignoring alluring sidetracks because you know what they are, and just watch how when you focus on that one thing, how quickly you travel. How much you accomplish. How much closer you get to your goal. That's it. and just notice the satisfaction that comes as you brush off dead-end activities that try to steal your attention. That's good. And as your attention moves back to your journey on that success and accomplishment road, you can once again become aware of the feel of the ground beneath you as you travel forwards, and you can notice that you stop from time to time on your journey. That's it. Becoming aware that you don't need to take that detour down there. Just noticing how you can calmly put a distraction aside with the knowledge of the right road deep within. And as you begin walking again, you can say to yourself, I'm back on track now. That's it. I'm back on track now. With every step, your new refrain. With every step, I'm back on track now. That's good. Now what I'd like you to do is get another image of yourself in the future now, doing that work, writing that report, reading that book, whatever it may be, just getting on with that task, and suddenly a distraction coming along. Whoever or whatever that might be, and you can allow yourself to stop for a short while, knowing that you're putting a limit on that time. And once that's done, you can easily and gently draw back to your true road with those inner words, I'm back on track now. Watching yourself return to that task, fully focused, at inner strength, seeing how easily and naturally you can do that. That's it. Then what I'd like you to do is experience that from the inside. And so just drift into that you there in the future, to really experience that change. Really feel and experience the differences in you. As you're getting on with that task, when that distraction comes along, you stop for a few moments, and then, when it's time, returning to your task, and your mind saying to you, I'm back on track now, as you return to that task, back on the right road again, staying on track. And that can feel strangely easy and effortless. And in a few moments, just beginning to come back to the room, knowing that you can achieve your goals by staying on the right road, moving in the right direction, using that inner strength. As you just begin to notice the feel of whatever's supporting you there, more aware of the sounds around you, slowly beginning to feel a little more alert, perhaps feeling like taking a stretch, then coming back to the room in your own time, opening those eyes. Good. Now, we recommend you listen to this download every day for a few days until you notice that you're effortlessly staying on track. Remember, you can also check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as improving concentration and focus, and reach your goals. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.